Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Be glad you are, peon, be glad you're 5 feet from me. And Dan, be glad you're behind the glass 15 feet from me. I have cigar breath today.
Oh, I thought you were gassy or something.
No, I have cigar breath. I enjoyed a fine Monte Cristo White Series cigar after my salad.
Ooh.
Last night, which is pretty much what I live on, that and fish.
You still have cigar breath from last night?
Oh, my goodness. It lasts 2 days.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can't get rid of it. It's like onion. You can't get rid of it.
Dan, was it you and I that were discussing what is the latest on the Cuban cigar embargo thing?
Yeah.
The latest is you still can't get them, I think.
I thought that was supposed to be... I mean, how do we have people going there now? But so that's still held up.
The embargo, a lot of the embargoes are still... That's not been lifted. You can't go into a tobacco store and buy Cuban cigars.
But if you go there, bring them back?
No.
Yes and no.
I mean, I know everybody has been getting them for a while, but not legally.
Not legally, no. And I don't know that anybody has ever gone to prison. I mean, you've never picked up the paper. A man goes to prison to get sentenced to 15 years for bringing cigars back. They just take them from you, and you feel a little embarrassed. Or you try to act like you didn't know, and they know better than that. Oh, I didn't know it was Cuban. They know better than that.
And then they go, hey, look what I got today. I got a whole box of Cubans.
And they take them, and they smoke them with their buddies, and that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I've brought them back like 4 times. I don't do it anymore because the truth is, I don't really know that Cuban cigars are that much better. It's in your head. It's psychological. What you can't get, you think is better.
Aren't like Dominican cigars?
A lot of good Dominican cigars. A lot of good Honduran cigars, but... one time when I brought them back, I put them in a golf bag. The only time I've ever traveled and flown and checked a golf bag, because I'm not a real golfer. I don't need my own clubs, but for whatever reason, one time I did it. And I put the entire box, sealed, brand new box, in cellophane of cigars, in the golf case with the clubs. You know, those hard cases?
Yeah.
I put it in there.
Well, I just checked now. It looks like you can go to Cuba and return with up to $100 worth of Cuban cigars.
Really?
That was lifted in March.
I didn't know.
In January. The U.S. government said Americans traveling legally to Cuba can return with $100 worth of Cuban cigars.
Well, then we go on our trip. When we go on our trip, that's 4 boxes of cigars. That's a lot of cigars. When we go on our trip... which looks like it'll be the February.
That's to Cuba, though. I don't know if, like, if you go somewhere else and you buy it. So I don't know if that is the sticking point.
See, I don't know why it would matter, because before it was...
Colin just told me that you can only buy them from Cuba.
Oh, Colin, how does he know everything?
Well, he's a news guy.
Does he have a college degree?
I believe so.
Yeah.
That explains it. We don't have that.
Yeah, because Canada, we used to bring some back from Canada, too.
Well, Dan, you might have done it, but it was illegal.
I know.
Okay. And the one time, I did it once in this golf bag. People make jokes about the airlines losing your luggage, like it always happens. It's happened to us twice, and we've traveled a lot over a lot of years. It's happened twice. Of course, one of the times it happens, I have a full box of Cuban cigars in my hard golf case. All of our luggage comes off the conveyor belt except the golf bag. Now, in my mind, I'm the kind of guy who starts, I go, uh-oh, and here's the scenario that I conjure up. They have dogs that can sniff out Cuban tobacco. They've got them back there. When they unload the baggage, they sniffed mine out. They're holding it. They're going to come and get me, blah, 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 blah. So I go to that place where you go and say, hey, you know, we didn't get one of our bags there at the airport. And they go, okay, well, what did it look like? Blah, blah, blah. Well, we'll check into it, and when we find it, we'll deliver it to your house, which they did. I think the next day, here it came, front door, I opened it up, there's my box of Cuban cigars. It was nothing more than they just happened to misplace or lose the only thing that had my cigars in it. Now, the other time I brought them in, this is interesting, I thought, I'm just going to try this and see if it works. I stuck five of them in my shirt pocket. They stuck out visibly, where you could see them. Gone through. They didn't even say anything because I think they thought, well, there's no way they're Cuban. They got to be an idiot to do that.
I'm sure the people that work that part of customs have to almost roll their eyes at that anyway. Really, we have to spend time worrying about that.
It's not worth it. It's not worth the effort.
Did you have the band still on them?
Sure.
Oh.
Just the way I bought them. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do something different here for a minute. You remember did you pull that up when I asked you the Louis Armstrong thing? We've had a couple of terrible things happen. That Orlando.
That's three. Three in a week.
I mean, what next for Orlando? My goodness. One minute it's the family destination and everything's bright and colorful and smiley and get people having fun. The next thing you know, triple hat trick tragedies. And I was thinking about this on the way in. I don't know. You know, you want to try to understand how these people must feel, but you can't unless it happens to you. How the families of the 49 people killed in that nightclub feel. How the parents, and folks, if you have kids, can you even begin to imagine this? You go to Disney, not Disney World, but near. It's a hotel, the Floridian, and it has its own huge lake. It's a man-made lake. And you're on the beach, and kids love the beach. Our kids, when they were 2, 3, 4, you can't get them away. They'll stay in that sand. You got to keep putting sunscreen on them. They'll go till the sun goes down, and they can't play enough and have a good time. And then you see.
Well, this was at 9 o'clock at night, so it was night. They were showing a movie outside. That's what I heard. Outside along the beach, they show an outdoor movie, so that's why people were. You know, milling about.
So there's a beach at that man-made lake?
No, it's a white sand.
Sand, it's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
But you actually see. Now, look, whether the 2-year-old was 2 feet from the dad or holding his hand, it doesn't matter. Now, it matters if they were over at the bar 50 feet away and they let a 2-year-old walk on the beach. But forget that. This is not about judging the parents. This is trying to imagine the horror of watching your 2-year-old be clamped in the jaws of an alligator and pulled into the water. How do you ever get over that? How do you sleep? How are you not in a mental institution? And we're talking about it on the air here before the show. And I got in extra early so these guys could discuss it with me. I got in at like 2 minutes till 3.
Right.
And I just thought. And I told Peon this, and you have to admit, I told you, I said, once you have this child, all these stories will have a totally different impact on you.
Oh, my goodness. I was sick last night.
Stories you don't pay any attention to if you don't have kids.
No, exactly.
You cannot help but think, what if that had been me and my child, something in 45 years of the whole Disney complex has never happened. And Florida's full of alligators. It's full of alligators. You can't get rid of them.
Oh, no. I've golfed before in Florida. And
they're on the tee box.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah.
And they don't bother you if you don't bother them, and I don't know why I decided to take that kid, but I don't know that I understand this either. They've killed five alligators and cut them open, and the chow wasn't in there. Now, I don't know that I understand that. If we never had any alligators, I'd be fine, but they're killing alligators. Let's say they do kill one, and they find him. Look, we already know. We know
it's recovered. Yeah, they have recovered.
Yeah, but do you really want to recover that, what
they
you're
going
to find?
Yes. No, I don't.
Did they find the boy in the side?
Those details haven't come out. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't know what you would want
to. You haven't accomplished really anything. You're going to come to me and go, hey, we cut an alligator open. I know what happened already.
Right.
I know. Yeah, I don't. We don't need that.
So it's a man-made lake, and they didn't think that there were any alligators.
No, they knew there were. It's Florida. Those gators are going to come.
It's connected, from what I heard. Are you sure it's man-made?
Yes.
Because they said it's connected to a bunch of other natural waterways, too. I mean, you can't...
Well, so is Lake of the Ozarks, and it's man-made.
Right.
But it's connected to the Osage River.
Yeah.
I believe it's man-made, specifically to complement that resort, mm-hmm. and it's just like building a golf course. So then I got to thinking about this. We get all mushy, and we have great empathy, and we're going, my God, what can we do for those people? Is there anything we can do? Should we send something down there? Yet, every 2 hours, more people are killed in this country than all of this stuff that happened in Florida. Every 2 hours. And that's people killed by drunk drivers.
Mm.
It averages 30 an hour. So in 2 hours today, in this country, 60 people will be killed by drunk drivers. They have families, too. That's somebody's child. That's somebody's wife or husband. And they have to deal with that feeling of, how could this happen? What did we do to deserve this? Why us? All my daughter was doing was driving to work, and a drunk driver killed her, which is why I do not understand why people want to make such a big deal out of getting rid of guns. Let's get rid of drunks, or let's get rid of alcohol. Okay, because in this case, the alcohol is the gun. Because the gun doesn't kill, the person does, and the alcohol doesn't kill, but the driver does. I think we ought to be paying much more attention to the, in 24, I'm sorry, it's 30 a day, 30 a day. Okay, so in a week, that's 210 people. 210 people every week killed by drunk drivers. That's huge. Was that 10,000 people a year? That's unbelievable.
And that's one of my pet peeves. In Canada...
They don't. You drunk, you're
first,
in jail. You're in prison for the rest of your life.
Your first one is a felony.
China, same way.
Yeah.
They don't screw around.
Mm-mm.
You what? You drove drunk and you killed someone? You're prison. Life sentence. Mm-hmm. Do not pass go directly to jail. So remember that. We lose 210 people. Today we'll lose 30. Tomorrow we'll lose 30. 210 people. Yet, we think somehow if we get rid of some of the guns, all the guns, the numbers aren't even close. Not even close. When you look at how many people are killed by guns and how many people are killed by drunk drivers and cars. We're going to take the cars away? You take the alcohol away? So something to think about. And I thought what I'd like to do is I'm going to play you a song, and we're going to turn maybe this mood around, because if you've been watching the news, like I watch the news, my wife and I are news junkies. It is depressing.
Mm.
It's depressing. And I'm on the way to work, and I'm thinking about all this, and I thought about the drunk driving thing. And this is a song. This is probably a ridiculous thing to do on this show. Every decision I make about what to do here, it's not always a good one. We're here to be funny, our guests, or try to be funny, or just be ourselves. But this song is a song that my little grandson has learned to sing. I don't know where he heard it. I don't know where my son and my daughter-in-law exposed him to it, but he latched onto it, and he can sing most of the words. And you all know this, and you probably know this rendition of it, but just listen to the words and then realize when it's over, this is true. It's true for probably 95% of us that it really is a wonderful world, okay? It is. But it's not right now for those people in Orlando, and it's not for the 210 people this week who are going to have somebody killed by a drunk driver. But we also need to think, instead of thinking about the small percentages of horrible things and tragedies, let's look at the bigger picture for most of us in this country. It is a wonderful world. So, Louis Armstrong, I know you know it. Probably not.
I see trees.
Part of the show, but we're going to play it anyway.
Red roses, too. I see them blue. For me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Them grow, they're like much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.
Not what we normally do, but I listened to it on the way in. It's on my iPod, and there are two songs that I listen to when I want to just turn the mood around. And the other one is Smile, and it's and everybody you know, it's Smile Though Your Heart Is Breaking. It was written by Charlie Chaplin, and it and the words, the lyrics to that song also, if you listen to them, just. Brilliant writing, and I know that it's not easy for everybody to sit around and go, huh, what a wonderful world. But again, for most of us, most of the time, it is.
There's always someone that has it worse, you think.
Yet there is, and you know what? Please, and I know exactly what Dan means, but whatever you do, you don't say that to somebody who has just... You know, people say the stupidest things sometimes to people who are they're in a grief we can't even imagine. They're in a black hole we can't imagine. And I have a really good friend who lost a son. And his wife told me that someone actually said to her, and I don't remember it word for word, heard what happened and said to her, well, that's terrible, but I think what we went through was much worse. Referring to some tragedy in their family. You've got to be kidding me.
What?
It's not a competition.
No.
It's not a competition.
And you can't really compare what they went through to what their feelings are and everything. But I'm talking about like people that have, that go, oh my God, I lost my job. Oh my God, I have bills piling up and I can't do that. But then you have someone.
I'm going to have to wear this boot thing for 6 weeks because I broke my foot.
Yeah. And then you have someone, then there's someone that just came out of the hospital that found out that they have stage 4 cancer or something like that. Now, is your thing just as bad or traumatic for you? I don't know. But then you've got someone else dealing with cancer, and then you've got the couple down there in Florida dealing with the loss of their kid.
And that's it's one life, but it's because of the story that makes it so horrible. You know, it's one thing if a tornado comes to town and, oh my goodness, hits your house, somebody in your house dies, even your child, that's one thing. But to watch your kid get eaten by an alligator, my goodness, again, just go ahead and put me in a mental institution for the rest of my life. But I do think with all this crap and all this bickering and this Hillary Trump thing, wow, sometimes I think Peon's got the right idea. He doesn't watch the news.
No, I mean, but I look at it on the internet, so...
This morning, my wife, when I was watching this thing about this alligator, I said to my wife, I said, can you imagine if our grandson... She said, stop.
Oh.
No, she said, stop.
Yeah.
I will not, she says, I will not think like that. She refuses to have negative thoughts. She doesn't want to be exposed to anything that will make her sad or take her down that road. And that's... If you can do it, I think that's probably a pretty good talent. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to you. Now it's Wednesday. Yesterday, I said Dr. Doug would be here. No, it's today. It's Wednesday, so he will be here.
Hey, but I'm impressed that your grandson, how old is he?
He'll be 3 next month.
And he knows that song,
yes,
word
yes,
for word?
Yes.
And he sits
He also can work the Wizard of Oz pinball machine like a 12-year-old. And I'll just say it, my grandson is a genius. I just made the same statement that every grandparent or every parent has made for centuries and generations. They all think that. It really is interesting. Anybody who has a little kid, as soon as he does something, they go, look at that. That kid's a genius.
Oh, man.
No, probably not. He just likes that song and learned to sing it. I am very pleasantly surprised at the amount of response that I've gotten so far. I've talked to you about this before. When I come on here with a new advertiser, which, thank goodness, hallelujah, has happened a couple times recently. I'm nervous about it, and I'll tell you why I'm nervous. I don't want people wasting their money. I don't mean this in a braggadocio sort of way, but I don't need your money. If you're going to give it to us, let us promote your business or your service, and then it not do you any good. I'd rather not have your money. I want it to work. And when something like this comes along, every single day since they've been on the air, I've gotten emails from people going, what was the name again? Because I get it. It takes time to sink in. MD Health and Wellness. How'd you lose the weight? What are you doing? I want to know more about it. I got an email this morning from a guy in Springfield, Illinois. He says, and he's 5'7 and 260, I think he said. He's a round guy. And he said, I would love to do something like this. Will you see if it's available here? And I told him, no, I come here. You're not going to be coming here every day. You'll come here once a month, maybe for a month or two, and that's it. You make one or two visits, and you'll probably get to your goal. So thank you to the people who've shown interest. I'm sure the folks at MD Health and Wellness are very happy. So simply, here's what it is. It's a clinic in Bridgeton on St. Charles Rock Road, and primarily they do two things. They deal with low testosterone in men and bioidentical hormone replacement in women. That's two things, but it's actually one thing because it's all about hormones. The other thing they do is weight loss, medically controlled weight loss. I've lost weight before. I did it on a program that is a legitimate. It's nationwide. You all know what it is. I worked for them years ago, and I lost 40 pounds. It worked. But it worked because I stuck with it and I did what I was supposed to do. And then I was a bad, bad boy for a lot of years. Okay? When the menu said chicken and dumplings, I said, two helpings, please. If it said the chicken fried steak, I'd say, and I'll take that for dessert because I love that kind of food. And three biscuits, if you don't mind. What this is, MD Health and Wellness, is medically supervised. I will tell you what I'm doing. I've lost 23 pounds in 3 weeks. The average, they say, for this is 23 pounds a month. I've done it in about 3 weeks. And all I'm doing is three things. I give myself a little injection in my belly fat every morning when I get up. It's a little needle that's so small, it's like a hair. I don't even feel it going in. I got enough fat, I could drive a railroad spike in my fat if I pinch my stuff, and I probably wouldn't feel it. So I do that. I have something for breakfast, like a Slim Fast or a little scrambled egg and sausage, no bread, and then I take a an appetite suppressant, a pill. And the whole point of this is to cut your calories down. They say 500. Personally, I don't think I could do that, so I made my own sort of below 1,000 calories, which I might add is much, much easier to do if you're not hungry. I've had no trouble not eating because I'm just not hungry. And so it's worked. It's worked for me. I want to make this very clear, too. You're not me, and I'm not you. So until you go there and they talk to you, examine you, in the case of testosterone, they'll draw some blood. There's no charge. They'll share with you what your free testosterone level is. And if it's low, gentlemen, and if it is, if you're over 40, they'll give you your options, how to replace that testosterone. It's not free. Sometimes there's insurance coverage, but sometimes there's not. And I don't know the ins and outs of that. They'll have to talk to you about that. But again, it's like anything else. I said this, it's priorities. Priority. Do you want to continue to be 280 pounds or 300? In my case, right at 250. I was 2 pounds away from that. And I've been there before, and I don't want any more 44 waist pants. I'm in 38s now, and I haven't been in them for 4, 5, 6 years. The place is MD Health and Wellness. If you can't remember that, I guess I'm kind of surprised that people who email me and go, what was that place? I was hoping they'd know by now. You just go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. There's a menu, and it says sponsors. There it is. They're all in alphabetical order. Go down A, B, C, D, M, MD Health and Wellness. The phone number's there. It's a link to their website. Good luck to you. I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just telling you it's there. And that, like anything else I promote or I speak for, anybody, anything I sell, when possible, and it usually is, I like to do it too. I like to buy it, drive it, eat it. In this case, do it. Your program may be a little bit different. MD Health and Wellness, 314-770-2334. And again, they're on St. Charles Rock Road. It's not a place you're going to be going every day. So if you live far away, come on in. Make an appointment. Come in and see them. You probably might not have to see them again for another month. And then that may be it. But I don't know. Every case is different. All right. Thank you for the response so far to that. I appreciate it. We'll take a break?
Yes.
We'll take a break. Should I do traffic or does Dan do? Are we doing
either way.
I'd like to do it if you don't mind, because I always consider it a privilege to introduce Tim Weiland. Now, he's chuckling like he thinks that's a joke. I do.
No, I don't think it's a joke at all.
It is a privilege.
I'm honored.
I've told you before, and I'm going to tell you again, I've been in this town a long, long time. I've been on the air for almost 40 years, in one form or another, in and out. And there's only one other traffic reporter ever that I think was as listenable and did this as well as you do, and that was Alan Barkledge. So I put you right up there with him. And I'm not kidding. It's not a joke. I'm not kidding. So now can I borrow $200? I'm just kidding.
I personally like Captain Mac, but...
Well... Hard to beat old Don Miller. Now that you think about it. Now that you think about it, here's the order. Barkledge, Captain Mac, Don Miller. Yeah, you're fifth or sixth down the line. I forgot about those other guys. Sorry.
Ian, can you edit that out?
Sure thing, Tim.
See what he did there?
You're the best, Tim.
It's all yours, Tim.
All right, we've got an accident. It's on southbound 94 at Highway 40. Only the left lane is getting through. If you're coming in from Illinois, we had an earlier crash. It looks like they may have moved it off to the shoulder, but it's westbound Highway 64 before 157. Earlier traffic was backed up east of Highway 159. Then you've just got the usual slowdowns on eastbound 270. It's on right around Lindbergh. And then you're heavy again from Old Halls Ferry through Bell Fountain. And we've got westbound Highway 70 slowing from the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. And this report's brought to you by GoDaddy. GoDaddy gives you the tools, service, and know-how to make you go. No wonder millions of businesses and people go with them. Go you, GoDaddy. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with you?
Oh, great. We'd love to go on vacation with you. See the Rockies, go see the Grand Canyon, Vegas maybe, do all kinds of stuff.
No.
I'm packed and ready.
No.
Are you paying?
No, we don't want you to take these guys on vacation. We want you to take KTRS with you via the KTRS app.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for XTRAC, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the XTRAC treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with XTRAC. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. XTRAC uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and we'll help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live XTRAC clear. Call 800-761-6141. That's 800-761-6141. 800-761-6141. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com. Input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Now I'm in my 80s. As a senior myself, I know how important it is to remain healthy and independent in your own home. As a registered nurse, I serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. My meals are ideal for those with diabetes, heart conditions, kidney disease, or a desire for convenient, freshly prepared meals. The meals are not frozen or dried and include fresh fruits and vegetables. There are no contracts to sign, no gimmicks, no counseling to attend, and delivery is available nationwide right to your door. Even half-week orders are now available. Call us today. After all, it's your life, your health. Take control. 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or go to SeattleSutton.com.
Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com. Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com.
Are you looking for a picture-perfect lawn? DynaGreen can do it. Their DynaGreen long-lasting stabilized nitrogen fertilizer reduces turf burn while providing the nitrogen when the plant needs it to give you brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalk, driveway, or patio and can be applied all year long. Get DynaGreen long-lasting stabilized nitrogen fertilizer at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com. Available at Pasiglia Nursery.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Will your money make money in retirement? This week, Dean Barber and Bud Casper reveal how you can solve the cash flow conundrum on America's Wealth Management Show. This Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
I light these phones up. By the time I finish talking about Huber and Associates, I'd like to have some phone calls here because I'd like to talk to you folks. I know there are shows that read your texts and read your email. I like to talk to you. So if you'd like to chat, we don't care what it's about. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. For those of you who don't like that KTRS thing, it would be 969-5877. Even better, most cell phones star KTRS. I've tried to establish many times over the years that I don't know anything about anything. I'm not an expert on anything. I can't build anything, fix anything. I'm just one of those guys who just kind of just, I don't know. I never really learned anything. And I certainly don't know anything about IT. I know it stands for information technology, but I don't know anything about it. I do know this. I know that if you're a company, a business, an enterprise, you better have somebody really good in charge of it, or you're not going to be able to compete. You're not going to be able to run your business as efficiently. Your employees aren't going to work as quickly and as efficiently. Your business just won't be as successful if you're on top of it. Here's your partner, Huber and Associates, H-U-B-E-R. They've been around for 28 years. I didn't even know IT had been around for 28 years, but I guess it has. They are a premier IBM Business Partner Innovation Center. There are only 42 of those in the country. And what that means is they have access to the latest IT solutions. They leverage the IBM power, the storage, the security, and the software, and they can build an infrastructure that is tailor-made for your business. The website is Team Huber. That's H-U-B-E-R, teamhuber.com. And unless you're just not interested in increasing productivity and lowering your costs and strengthening your customer interactions, you know, and employees working faster, if you're not interested in all that, then go ahead and do what you're doing and don't call them. But they are the perfect team for lots of companies all over this country. Small, medium, large, gigantic, doesn't matter. You need IT help. You need a good partner, Huber and Associates. And again, it's teamhuber.com. Let's take some calls. Once again, the easiest way for most phones, star KTRS. That would be cell phones. This is George. George, how are you?
Good, Frank. How are you?
I'm having a great day.
What sounds like it? Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I know it's summertime and a lot of motorcycles are out, but what is the deal with all of the crotch rockets on the highways, man, zipping in and out of traffic? You know, I'm going to work this morning, Frank, and this guy, I'm going down 40 right there before Boone's Crossing down in the Valley Solo, hang your head over, hear the wind blow, and this guy comes blowing by me on a cross rock, and there's a car about 10 foot in front of me, and he cuts in front of me, Frank, and I swear he nicked my front bumper with his rear tire. I mean, it was that close.
Well, it's too bad it didn't knock him off balance and throw him to the ground.
Well, I was, you know, hoping that. I mean, he's just flying, and he gets off at Boone's Crossing, or Boone's, you know, crossing there, or, I'm sorry, Long Road, and we get up to the light, and I roll down the window, and I was like, hey, buddy, what's your hurry, man? I'm right here behind you, you know, and he's got on tennis shoes and shorts and a wife beater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, you're lucky you didn't hit my front bumper, dude. You didn't dead.
George, have you ever had a motorcycle?
Yes, I have.
I've had 16 motorcycles in my life. I don't have one now because the deer population is too heavy. But here's the deal. What I've noticed is these crotch rocket people,
yeah,
for some reason, they think they can drive crazy, where the Harley people or the Honda Goldwing, I don't see them doing that stuff. Now,
that's what I'm saying. It's only the, you know, the organ donor bikes, the Crotch Rocket, Rice Burners, whatever you want to call them.
I love organ donor. That's a good one. But here's the deal. They know those bikes are more agile. They know that it's easier to do stunts with them than you can. So they think they have to do it while they're riding down the highway. No, I can't stand those bikes. I rode one of those bikes one time, and it scared me to death. Those things are, I'm a guy who likes to sit on a motorcycle and kind of look cool and maybe have people think, ooh, he's a real biker. And you know, just kind of, I'm not interested in that wheelie stuff. And my wish is that every one of those guys who does that and acts like that would drop it and have half their skin ripped off on the pavement. Maybe they wouldn't ride anymore.
And actually, I had a buddy of mine. He was just going down the road, and he changed the lanes, and the guy rear-ended him because he was doing like 100 whatever, you know, and he's zipping in and out of traffic. He didn't see it. He put on his blinker. He's going so fast, he didn't see him, and the guy ran right into the back of him.
Yeah, I don't get them. I don't think they're comfortable. I don't like the look of them, and I don't like the way most of the people who ride them choose to drive. I don't know. I don't like it either, but...
Well, you're right, though. We left the ball game last night, and driving down 70, there was a guy on a Crotch Rocket, went flying by doing at least 100. And I thought, and he was right next to the median wall, too. And he's just flying. And I thought, if he hits any little thing that could make him
he's gone.
Jiggle the bike or anything like that.
George, there's a website. I just watched it two nights ago. It's not a website. They're YouTube videos.
Okay.
And you can pull them up, and it's these knucklehead Crotch Rocket bikers with helmet cams. They got GoPros on the helmet. And the sole purpose of these videos is for them to show you how they outran the police, because they also have a camera shooting behind them. So they show you the cop coming after them and how they evade and avoid and lose the cops. And I think that's so cool.
Yeah, well, you know, it's karma. It'll catch up with them.
It will. George, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Okay, who's next? It's John. John, how are you?
Hey, I'm Peachy. How are you guys?
How are we?
Good.
Dan, how are we?
We're doing really good.
Really good.
Really well. Really well. Somebody just called and said that last guy, George, sounded just like Bill Cleveland.
I don't think anybody sounds like Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
John, what can we do for you?
Well, I am AM in the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah. And George just mentioned motorcycles. My favorite story of yours about motorcycles is you on your Honda 50 or something like that, hanging out underneath the overpass with the Hell's
Angel. Goodness. It was a Bridgestone 175.
I can picture that. You going, ying, ying, ying.
It was so embarrassing. And I'll tell it real quickly. It's raining like crazy, and I see the overpass on 270. I don't remember which overpass it was. It was somewhere around here, Page Olive. So I think, I'm going to pull up under the overpass as I get closer. There's like 10 Hell's Angels under there. I mean, if they weren't Hell's Angels, they look like ex-convicts, murderers, and they've got real bikes, Harleys, big... And if you know anything about little two-stroke bikes, ring, ding, 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 it's like a lawnmower. And I pull up there, and I thought, okay, they're going to kill me. And they didn't, luckily for me. And I said something that could have either been the worst thing to say, but it made them laugh. I looked at all of them. I just looked around at all of them and said something like, don't mess with me. And then they burst out laughing. And then they proceeded to kind of, in a nice way, make fun of my bike. What are you riding there? You know, when did you take the training wheels off of it? You know, but that's a day I won't forget. The other one I won is when I caught a blue jay in my mouth. He flew up in front of me. You know how sometimes a bird will fly up and you think, oh, he's not going to make it? Well, he didn't make it. He hit me right in the face and lodged on my mouth. So the wind is holding, and I'm dry. So I'm going down the road with a dead bird in my mouth. Yeah, that's the other one.
Yeah.
I don't ride them now because if we get rid of the deer, maybe I'll have one more. All right, John, anything else?
Yes. I appreciated Ian's rendition of What a Wonderful World.
That wasn't his. It was Louis Armstrong. Oh,
yes.
See what he did there?
I showed great restraint during that song. I had to restrain myself.
You know,
You know, we appreciate that.
John, you know that I had the chance to thank Louis before he passed away for that rendition. Would you like to hear a little of that interview?
Oh, I would.
I said, Louis.
You should have taped that.
You know, I did. I said, Louis, I don't think anybody has done that song better. Here's what he said.
But thank you, Frank. You know, that's one of my favorite songs I ever sang before.
There it is. There it is. Thank you, John.
And you bet, Mike.
Yeah. John gets it. All right, well, how are we doing on time? A little business?
Yes.
Do a little biz, and then Dr. Doug comes in. Might not be the best day to call if your pet is an alligator.
Mm-mm.
Just, you know, throwing it out there. But you can if you have an alligator. I don't think you can. Well, yes, you can. Because I know around Lake of the Ozarks, there used to be that alligator zoo or something. I guess you get the permits, you can have anything. Dr. Doug will be with us right after the 4 o'clock news block. Window World is probably very, very busy because my car said 100 today. I don't know what the official temperature is, but I looked down to get the external temperature. It said 100 degrees. Then it fell off to about 98. This is probably when Window World, just like Matheny Heating and Cooling, gets a lot of calls because people get the utility bill and they go, my goodness, we've never paid this much for electricity. I know we're using the air conditioning, but, well, maybe the reason is your windows years ago were fine, and now they're not. And warm air is coming in around those windows, and it's going to make the house warmer. You need more air conditioning to cool it, and end result is higher utility bill. Lots of people right now are having Window World windows put in. And I know it's a lot of people because it's the largest selling replacement window in the United States. When you buy a new house, everything is wonderful. Everything's perfect. You still smell the paint, new carpet. That's a great smell. And everything works. But not everything's going to work forever. And a lot of times, no offense to builders, but when they knock out just your standard subdivision builder home, they put just enough of everything to get by. Basic heating and cooling, basic windows, just the low grade. And at some point, you have to replace them. I would hope you would consider Window World windows. You know the deal. Lifetime warranty includes the glass breakage, the labor, the parts, everything. The rest is up to you. You can call them at 314-993-1800 or go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Meet me. Let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Boy, eastbound 70 at 270 is really starting to get busy now. It's about Missouri Bottom through Highway 170, and then from West Florissant all the way out through Bell Fountain. Southbound 170, stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40, and 55 is heavy from Weber Road through Rivas Barracks. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Think Staples when you have to move for low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right price. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. You're dead. He put up with a lot from you when you were growing up.
Dad, can I borrow the car keys?
But you're only six.
That's why. As we look forward to Father's Day, Sunday, June 19th, KTRS and G&W Meat are celebrating fathers everywhere.
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy!
Simply go to KTRS.com and register for a $50 gift card from G&W Meat for your dad.
Dad, am I too young to go to a date?
Happy Father's Day from G&W Meat and Bavaria.